Good evening. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:32. State lawmakers moved to take over the school district in Memphis earlier this year after a damning audit. Now they're wanting an investigation into Nashville's schools. House Speaker Cameron Sexton confirmed to WKRN that there are discussions about asking the Comptroller's Office to conduct an extensive audit into Metro Nashville Public Schools. Here's what happened in Memphis. The comptroller released its audit report in March. It found more than $1 million in spending from 2022 to 2024 appeared to fall in the waste, fraud, and abuse category. Another $1.7 million in spending seemed to happen without following process rules. District administrators said all the problems happened under leaders who have since left. They also noted that that figure is about 2% of the school's budget. Lawmakers then passed a state takeover bill that basically created a state-appointed board over the local school board. Dolly Parton's Imagination Library of Middle Tennessee has provided books for thousands of children. Now it's taking steps to carry on Parton's legacy of improving childhood literacy. September has long been observed as Imagination Library Month. WPLN's education reporter Camelia Burris visited the organization to learn about its plans.
Dolly Parton has often mentioned that her father was unable to read and felt he was too old to learn as an adult. This inspired her to start the Imagination Library, a program that sends books to kids each month free of charge. United Way of Greater Nashville is responsible for getting kids in Middle Tennessee signed up. Its CEO, Erica Mitchell, says families in her office are deeply impacted by Parton's loss.
One of the young lady's daughters who receives Imagination Library books, and she said, "Mommy, how will I get my books? You know, who's going to send me my books?" What I love about the sweetness of that is that children connect Dolly to the books.
United Way partners with the Governor's Early Literacy Foundation and the Dolly Foundation to serve over 50,000 children each year. United Way raises awareness by visiting early child care centers, hospitals, and schools. Mitchell says everyone can help continue Parton's legacy, and Parton's family has encouraged tributes be made to the Imagination Library in lieu of flowers. A donation of $31 will cover the cost of books for a full year.